let's get back to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Frank Bisconti.
Welcome back to the show. Our guest today is Dr. Rodney Horton, the founder and president of MedOp, Inc., established back, I believe, in 1985. MedOp is a leading dietary supplement manufacturer and distributor dedicated to developing products for ocular health and overall well-being. Let's welcome to the show Dr. Rodney Horton. Doctor, are you with us today?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Well, you're more than welcome. Why don't we start off by you just telling us a little bit about MedOp and the products that it offers to the consumer.
Okay. Well, I'm a practicing eye doctor, or was. I'm not now. I kind of retired from that at this point in time. But back in 1994, some studies came and published in our journals showing that there was some potential that we could help patients with macular degeneration actually save their vision. Okay. At that point in time, you know, coming through school, you know, most doctors at that time, macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness, by the way, which is, so it's a very serious eye disease. And at that point, we had nothing that we could offer the patient. And so at that time, when this first publication hit our journals back in 1994, it caught my interest a lot because I was heavy geriatric type of practice. So I had patients literally going blind every week. I had people losing vision, okay? So this was like, I mean, I looked at this and I was like, oh, my gosh, if this can help our patients, holy cow, this is great. So I read this article, and I have to say I came from a negative position, but as I read the article three times, I've published papers myself, so I've been literary, you know. And so it was very interesting to see that we could possibly help somebody with, actually at that time, they were looking at just antioxidants and the eye disease. And I did a big 10-year literary search and found all the new research coming in about lutein and some of the carotenoids that can be very helpful in the macular area. I got real excited, and I decided to try and put a product together to try to help my own patients. As it turns out, as I went through this process, which took over a 2-year period, I quickly realized that this was more than just my practice, and I opened it up to other doctors. And so now we're actually a nationwide distribution as far as our products goes. So it's been a very interesting ride, actually. It's great looking at how we can help our patients and help keep their vision, which basically helps maintain their livelihood.
Wow. And you offer an entire line of products, correct? You're not a single product company.
Yes, we have several products specifically in the eye care area. We're also expanding into other areas as well. We have a MaxiFlex for joints products. We have the MaxiVision. We have the MaxiTears products for a lot of people suffer with the dry eye conditions in the eye. The MaxiTears products gives them a lot of help as well. We're looking at another Alpha line of products that will be developed for various things. We're going to have krill oil, resveratrol, various other new products will be developed in there as well. We have a new green and black tea extract product. We just came on the market. It's based on a Shuri tea from Kimmen, which is a major manufacturer. Some really big benefits there from this product. It's really exciting right now what we have going on here.
Fantastic. How do your products compare to those of competitors or even prescription medications for ocular conditions?
Okay. Well, there's other companies who've started who somewhat copied a lot of things that I've done, actually, but you know, I stay ahead of the game. I'm kind of the geek, so to speak. I read all the research, and I look at it, I analyze it. We have a panel of advisory board members who are leading doctors and researchers in the country. We kick this around. We go back and forth. We argue back and forth. We try to see what's good, what's bad, what we need, what we should do, how much we should do. And so it's really exciting because we are constantly developing, constantly growing, and constantly getting better. And when we find some new research that comes up with some new nutrient or whatever, we will incorporate this right into our formulations. So we are constantly growing literally every month as far as staying on the cutting edge. And that's what I do. I stay on the cutting edge so the doctors know that we have really the leading product out there, the most advanced and the most cutting edge, which gives the patient the best advantage to maintain their vision. And that's what's important.
Now you've mentioned a couple of times that you're heavily involved in researching and trying to do development on new products to bring to the market. Do you actually do this research yourself, or do you have a team that is working on this, or do you outsource it? How do you handle the research?
I do most of it, okay, because I read journals and I read abstracts and research stuff almost every day, several hours sometimes per day. But on our advisory board, we also have some leading researchers we're fortunate to have Stuart Richer, who's one of the leading researchers in the world in this area. Steve Pratt's a major ophthalmologist out in California. So we have some very educated, very research type oriented people that serve on the board. And we're active. We go back and forth with emails and conversations all the time and looking at new things or looking at published research, analyzing it, seeing if it's good, if it's bad. Not all research is good, okay? And so you got to, wade through the information and see what is the best and what is correct, actually.
Now, when you finally decide to actually create a new product, do you put it through any type of clinical testing?
Usually what we do, as I look at the research that's published out there, and we analyze, exactly what the components were, what they used, how much they used, and our products will actually, since I'm a manufacturer, the luxury I have is we are a true manufacturing company. The other competitors are not. They just have their products manufactured somewhere else, okay? And so being a manufacturer, I get into the nitty-gritty, so to speak, in much deeper levels than what the other companies can get into because they're not privileged to that information. And so, we know what is the right nutrients. We know what is the right ingredients, how much and what type. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of little tricks in the trade, so to speak, and people have to be careful what they buy because if you're not buying exactly what was in the original, like the big studies done by the National Institutes of Health, then you're not getting an optimal product. And this is one of the biggest problems we see in eye care today is that a lot of the products out there on the marketplace that have come on the market, they don't meet what's called the standard of care. And by not having the standard of care, that means that people are buying these products, they're not getting much benefit, if any, and they're going to go blind needlessly. This is one of the most serious problems in eye care today is that there's only certain types of the nutrient, like the lutein in particular, which is a carotenoid found in the macular area. There's only one brand of lutein that's actually approved and been accepted as a standard of care. And if you go to the store and try to just buy a product sitting on the store shelves, it'll say lutein. It won't say FluoroGlow lutein. It'll say lutein. There's other brands out there which are much cheaper to use. Therefore, manufacturers can use them. There's no rules against that as far as the FDA. But the problem is some of those nutrients that they're buying, they may not even be absorbable. In other words, you can take them, but they may not even get absorbed into your body. So you're going to get no benefit. And so this is a major thing that we try to educate the doctors around the country and get them up to speed on this because this is a very serious problem. So when a doctor recommends a product, he has to be sure that the product does meet, quote, standard of care. And that's what we guarantee our products to meet that. And so that's why the doctors, they really like what we do here because they know we're high quality, very professional.
Great. Hey, I'm going to turn the tables just a little bit on you here and go back. After I read your bio, I couldn't help but notice that you have both your undergraduate and your master's degree in physics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And after school, you went on to do some things other than go directly into ophthalmology school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious about what you did right after you got your master's in physics.
Okay.
Before you got into eye care.
Okay. Well, I was very fortunate. Coming out of college there, I had a master's in physics, and I got accepted into NASA. And it's a childhood dream, the old Buck Rogers type things, to get into outer space, And I got accepted into NASA, and I was going to be a researcher on a space lab station way back in the 80s there. Unfortunately, about 2 days before I was supposed to report for the assignment, the funds were cut to NASA, and they actually cut the whole program. So I got X'd out before I got there, which was horrible.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I called the university, and then the chairman of the department there we were very good friends. He's like a second father to me. And of course, there's a big deal having a graduate getting to the NASA program back at that point in time. And so he was all excited, so we had a big party, So I had to call him and say, Howie, this whole program's been cut. And he was like, oh, my gosh. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, I don't have a clue, I said, I don't know. I never thought about anything else. And he says, well, come on back down here. We'll make you a structure of physics. I said, okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so you started teaching physics for a while?
Yeah, I taught physics at the college level then for a while. And then I went back when I was actually visiting a friend down in Fort Lauderdale, actually another teacher down in the area. And we happened to run into a teacher, and they were building a new school. And the guy says, boy, I really need a physics teacher here. I said, wow, nice and 80 degrees, nice sunshine. Back in Indiana, it was kind of gloomy. I said, okay, I can do this. So I took the job and moved to Fort Lauderdale and taught high school gifted physics there in Broward County. And also, I coached basketball, which is one of my favorite sports.
So how in the world did you eventually make the decision to go to ophthalmology school?
Okay. Well, actually, when I got out of high school, actually, I was still in high school at the time, I got fitted with contacts one time. Now, the old hard contacts that they first came around back in the late 60s. And so I was so excited to have my contacts on. I had to wear eyeglasses, you know, because playing sports, you know, glasses are always a problem. And so I had got the old hard contacts. One night I came home and took the contacts out, and I had the most horrible pain that you could ever imagine. Is what had happened, my front of the eye, the cornea, had actually been rubbed by these hard contacts, and they were like a raw spot, so to speak, and it was extremely painful. The cornea is one of the most sensitive areas of the whole human body. It was so painful that they literally had to kind of knock me out, and they actually wrapped my head up back at that time, you know, and I laid there for almost 2 days, not being able to see anything, and I tell you, it changed my life, and I realized, my God, what a gift this vision is. And so I always had an interest in eyes from that point forward, because I was like, you know, 2 days later when they took the wrap off, I didn't know if I was going to see again. And when they took that wrap off and I could see again, it was like a whole new world to me. All right. So I always had a calling kind of towards the eyes. Of course, physics, we have a lot of physics involved in the eye care area anyway. And so as I taught high school and coached basketball, I really loved it, but I wanted to do more. Okay. And so I looked around at what I wanted to do. And of course, eyes had a calling to me. So I applied to school and got accepted. And I said, that's great. I got accepted to the best school in the country. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm going. I went back to school to become an eye doctor. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so you became an eye doctor, but then after graduating, you certainly didn't jump right in and start your own business. You went to St. Luke's.
I went to work with Dr. Jim Gills at St. Luke's Eye Clinic there, which is a major, one of the biggest eye care facilities in the United States. I got to work with some of the finest doctors in the country. It was a great experience. Worked with Dr. Gills for almost 15 years. And then we actually didn't split off and did our, the three of us split off and did our own institute for a while. And then that's when I got involved into this business here, and I got it started, got it going, and I got to where I couldn't do both. There's not enough time in the day, and I thought I can really help more people by working here and doing what I'm doing than I can if I was working my own individual practice. So I made the decision to go full-time here, and I kind of retired from clinical practice. I love clinical practice and trained a lot of interns and did a lot of work there as well. But I feel I'm actually able to help a lot more people by doing what I'm doing now.
Dr. Horton, I need to take a very quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Horton about the specific challenges he faced in starting a new business, how he overcame them, and what challenges he may or may not be facing in this new world economy right now. This is TalkZone.com.